What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zgura here with today's edition of the Browns Huddle. The Browns have confirmed that they've interviewed Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase. Now, remember, they wanted to interview Gase a couple of years ago. Well, they got their opportunity today. Gase is considered one of the great quarterback coaches and quarterback whisperers in the National Football League and one of the most innovative and effective offensive minds. You remember he was the quarterback coach for Tim Tebow when he helped Tebow get a playoff victory and throw 12 touchdowns and 6 interceptions in Denver. Then he took over as the offensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos and led Peyton Manning to his most statistically efficient seasons in the history of his career. And not only the most efficient, also the most productive. Now he goes to Chicago, where he was the offensive coordinator for Jay Cutler, and Jay Cutler had his highest quarterback rating, his best touchdown to interception ratio, and his most efficient statistical season, despite having no Brandon Marshall. They never got first round pick Kevin White out there, and Martellus Bennett and Alshon Jeffrey both battled a lot of injuries. Cutler singing the praises of Gase as the guy who was able to turn his career around, as it looked like it was headed for an end in Chicago, and that is no longer the case. Gase has been able to pull things from the Indianapolis system. He's pulled things from the West Coast system back in his time early in the years, formative years, under Steve Mariucci with the Detroit Lions. He's considered to be one of the greatest offensive minds in the game, and certainly his ability to work with quarterbacks makes him attractive to any NFL team. Now, Gase has already interviewed once with the Philadelphia Eagles and should be back for a second interview this weekend, but the Browns have had him high on their list for a while. A smart, sharp, innovative mind who gets it in the modern NFL game. He says the thing that he has learned the most since really coming into prominence in 2011 is that you have to pull from whatever system and build your offense around your quarterback. Find out what he does well, accentuate that, and help him improve the areas of his deficiency. As he said, and I quote, every team is functioning around their quarterback. Well, that certainly is true in the National Football League, and Gase would have the opportunity with the Browns to be involved certainly in a quarterback search. You've got Johnny Manziel here, but you also have the number two pick in the 2016 NFL Draft. So Gase, the first one down. We'll keep you up to date on the latest in the coaching search, which is, of course, led Browns owners Jimmy and Dee Haslam, Executive Vice President of Football Operations Sashi Brown, and Chief Strategy Officer Paul DePodesta, along with the search firm Korn Ferry and their international search expert Jed Hughes. So the search will continue, and we'll have the latest for you right here on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.